When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast. Check the guys out live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 Eastern on ESPN Radio.
What is good, everybody? You got Keyshawn Johnson and Freddie Coleman together on Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max. Presented by Progressive Insurance on ESPN Radio, the ESPN app, and ESPNU. What's going on, Key? How you doing this morning?
Morning, hot sauce. How you doing?
I'll give you a quick story about that. I'm visiting my mom and dad before the holidays. And my aunt. She comes over to me and she goes, okay, who's the one that created the whole Hot Sauce Freddy thing? I said, it was just organic how that came up between Key and J. Will. And I'm thinking right now, I hope she likes it, because if she doesn't like it, then this conversation is going to go on further than it should. And she goes, all you need right now are T-shirts on it that says Hot Sauce. And I said, well, if I do that, I got to give a cut to Key and I got to give a cut to J. Will, because they're the ones that put that together.
Yeah, but if you're giving any cuts, I can promise you, Jay Will, he an 8% guy. I'll take the rest, which is over and above 8%. I can't.
Wait, what do you mean he's an 8% guy?
Well, I'm going to give him 8% just because he's on the show.
Got it.
But he didn't come up with Hot Sauce Freddy.
Right.
He just chimed in
at a
later time as we were talking about it. I'm not willing to gap it up evenly, Steven. No,
okay,
I'm not doing that.
That makes sense.
That would defeat the purpose.
Yeah, I get
mean,
that.
You know,
yeah.
Yeah, I'm going to give him a... I'm going to give him a taste.
A little cut, just enough to whet his appetite?
Man, give him a little bit to get his beak wet. Other than that, me and you, we go chop it up the way we need to.
Just enough hot sauce for him, and that's it. That's what you're telling me.
I'm sure you like hot sauce.
See, I'm not a hot sauce fan, by the way. I'm the only one in my family that does not like hot sauce in his food.
So do you like any type of heat, so to speak,
peppers? A little bit. But hot sauce, that's my mom, that's my dad, that's my sister. I'm the oddball, literally, in my family.
What is it that you don't like about hot sauce?
It just doesn't feel good to me. It doesn't taste good on my palate when it's put on food. That's just not me.
Yeah, I'm a major Red Rooster guy.
So is my dad.
Hot sauce.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if Tapatio, if I got some Mexican food or something like that.
Right.
I'm a Tapatio guy. Yeah.
Now, see, I don't mind Mexican food and Cajun food. I don't mind that, you know, if it's mixed sort of like that, but not too much on that one.
Okay. All right. Yeah. I mean, I like a little heat, though.
Yes.
I just do.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I bet you do. Personally and professionally, I bet you do like a little heat when it comes to your life. Just a little bit. And speaking of a little heat, that's what is going on right now at the Phoenix Suns. Kevin Durant. They say, according to reports, Key, he could be out anywhere from 4 to 6 weeks, injured his ankle in pregame slip. He continued his pregame warm-up, but then they decided there was swelling. They were not going to put him out there. Was supposed to make his home debut for Phoenix last night, scheduled for an MRI. And Monty Williams, the head coach of Phoenix, talked about how this happened in the pregame with the guy that they're really counting on.
He's out there working his tail off, getting ready for the game, and he twists his ankle. So, I mean, you can't get frustrated about that. It's life. You know what I'm saying? I feel bad for him because he feels bad. He feels like, you know, I saw his face and I've been around him so many times. I know what he's feeling, and I don't want him feeling that way at all. Our group has adapted to a number of things all year long, from the summer until now. And this is no different. So we'll do our best to get him healthy and get him back out there on the floor.
Key, it seems that Phoenix can't have anything nice. They're getting ready to maybe be that team in the West, and then something like this could keep him out potentially for the rest of the regular season.
Yeah, now I'm looking at the video. I'm investigating it. I'm trying to see if it trying to think if the floor had a little sweat on it and it slipped at that point in time, because maybe it was a little drippage right there, or is it bad shoes?
Right.
Because it doesn't really look like he stepped all that bad, because he wasn't explosive to the cup. It was almost like he was going at a 60% clip. But nevertheless, this is damaging to the Phoenix Suns in the regular season. And the reason I say that is because when you look at when he's been there, what is it, four games now, he's been Kevin Durant. He hasn't given you a stinker to the point where you're like, oh, my God, there need to be chemistry. They all need to be on the floor together to be able to get this continuity as they drive into the postseason. They're already in the playoffs, whether whatever seed it is, right? If they lose every single game from here on out and they go to the play-in game, there's no doubt if he's back healthy. I mean, they're not going to the play-in game, but you know what I'm saying.
I get
it. If he's back healthy and all three of those guys on the floor together, I still would say the Phoenix Suns, to me,
okay,
would be right there in the 1-2 out of the West.
No doubt about that. Keyshawn, Jaylen, Max, Keyshawn, Johnson, Freddie Coleman on ESPN Radio and ESPN2. I will say this about that injury. It always seems it's been something, Key, with teams in the West. An injury to the Phoenix Suns with Kevin Durant, they just got him. Memphis Grizzlies, what they're dealing with. The Golden State Warriors, they can't win on the road. The Clippers are going to clip at a certain point. We're just waiting for that to happen with this team as far as that goes. The Lakers, they lose LeBron James, but Anthony Davis has been able to step up. If this doesn't clear the deck for the Denver Nuggets more than ever before to get out of the Western Conference and get to the NBA Finals, because it seems to me, Key, everybody else outside of Denver and outside of Sacramento have had issues in the Western Conference because people still don't believe in the Denver Nuggets, in my opinion, to get out of the West. But it seems that a whole lot of things are happening that are benefiting a team that has not had any kind of issues, and those issues are happening somewhat, somewhere, somehow, to just about every other contender in the Western Conference.
It's crazy. It's crazy you just said people don't believe in the Denver Nuggets, because I was going to let you finish, but you said it said it already, because I was going to say, do you believe in the Denver Nuggets? Like, do you really honestly believe the Denver Nuggets are the best team in the West despite the record? Forget the record.
Right.
When you look at as it is constructed, what they have with the Jokic and Murray and company, are they the best team? They may have the best record. They may have the potential guy who's going to get his third MVP. They may have all that. But are they the best team in a seven-game series? And do you believe that? Because I don't.
Okay.
And I hate to say it, maybe it's the region, maybe it's the colors of the uniforms, or maybe it's just
the
what they look like.
Of the uniform?
I don't know. I don't see myself saying, that's the best team in the West, man. You got to watch out for them. They're getting ready to win it all. I don't feel like that.
Okay. You know why you don't feel that way? Because, and here's why. Because you haven't seen them do it. I haven't seen them do it. The Nuggets haven't seen themselves do it. And until we actually see it, we're not going to believe in the Denver Nuggets, because right now, constructed the way that they are, they should be those dudes in the Western Conference. But everybody will look at, okay, we don't believe in them, so who else can it be? Can it be Golden State? Can it be the Los Angeles Lakers? Kevin Durant, the Phoenix Suns. Here's who the Denver Nuggets are, and people in Denver are not going to like this, Key, but they're going to have to deal with it. They are the Buffalo Bills. Everybody told the Buffalo Bills last year that this was going to be their year, and they were going to take down Kansas City, and it was going to be their AFC. And I warned people. I said, it's one thing to be the hunter. It's another thing to be the hunted. How can you handle that? And what happened to Buffalo? They got the blood beaten out of them on their home field in the sit by the Cincinnati Bengals and could not get out of the divisional playoff round. And guess what? Kansas City won it again. Until we see that from the Denver Nuggets, as constructed and as talented as they are, that's why there's not that belief, especially outside of Denver, that they are the best team in the Western Conference.
And when I look at some of the other star-powered players in the Western Conference, the moment that the star player has to carry or elevate his particular team, and I'm not talking about in the playoffs, sorry, I'm just talking about just in a game.
Got it.
All of a sudden, Steph Curry comes and he lights it up, right, in a game. Or LeBron or AD, all of a sudden, the moment that you count them out, they light it up in a game. Or Kawhi lights it up in a game. Or Kevin Durant now comes back, he looks different. Or Booker looks different. The teams in the West, they just look different.
Mm-hmm.
The one guy in Denver that you say, oh, he's an MVP, and it's not that he's not doing the things that can make him the MVP. He might come up missing in one game where all of a sudden he's taking seven shots, but he's got some assists. But it's like he's not
a go-to guy, in your opinion. Are you saying
not a,
that?
Not a go-to guy. Not he's just at a time when you think he's supposed to be a takeover guy.
Got it.
Okay. He just doesn't take over to me. You understand what I'm saying?
I do. Jamal Murray can do that compared to Nikola Jokic. Is that what you're saying?
It's almost like in football. You see a guy and you look at the stat line. Oh, my God, he's great, man. That dude got 108 catches and 1,700 yards and 10 touchdowns. You're like, yeah, but he went missing in this game, He had 350 yards in this game. He had 500 yards in this game, but he came up missing in the other eight.
Mm-hmm.
So at the end of the day, you tally up the numbers, and it looked as though he's been consistent all the games across the board.
Okay.
And when you really break it down and look at the film, you go, nah, see, that's not really what it is. It's somewhat manufactured to some degree. Not taking anything away from him.
Right. I hear you.
I don't know.
You want to see it in a crucial situation where he can be that go-to guy and everybody knows he's getting the ball and he delivers when everybody knows he's getting it. That's what you want to see.
Yeah. Yeah, I want to see. I need to see some stuff like 7 minutes to go, he scores. The 7 minutes to go, they down by 12 and he scores 14 in the 7 minutes. And
I understand it. Don in Dallas at 888-729-3776 has something to say about Kevin Durant and his injury. Don in Dallas, what do you got?
Hey, thanks for taking the call, guys. What up, Hot Sauce? And I got a quick point on Kevin Durant, and I got a comment on what Key just said about football. I think Kevin Durant's injury is from his shoes. He wears shoes too big, and everybody know in basketball – you know, the reason why they don't wear low tops is to support the ankle. So if you wear a loose shoe, you know what I'm saying, that your foot's going to move. That's where I think most of his injuries come from.
Okay.
And then key for is the football analogy. That's what I've been saying about Dak Prescott.
He's not wrong, by the way, when it comes to Dak Prescott. In terms of people want to see Dak Prescott, to your point, Key, about numbers, putting up numbers, but making those impact passes when you know that you got to make an impact play. People have not seen that enough from when it comes to Dak Prescott and Nikola Jokic. I think that's where Don was making that comparison.
No, in as many athletes in certain situations, again, both of them to me are still relatively young in their careers. They're relatively young in their careers. We're not talking about 10-plus year veteran guys.
Mm-hmm.
So when you get to that 10-plus year guy, that's really when it's like, real season. They both are embarking up on that for me. So I'm not saying it can't happen.
Right.
I'm just saying it hasn't happened in my eyes, even with Dak Prescott's situation, where at crucial times, mm-hmm. he can go into witness protection where you're trying to find him. You know, and so.
As a Cowboys fan, I can't disagree. I want to, but I can't.
But he's good. He's a good look.
He's a good
player.
At
the end of the day, I'd like to have him as a quarterback. I think he's a really good quarterback. And I would like to have the Joker at, you know, if I can't get Embiid or Giannis and I'm looking for a big that could score and maybe from a defensive standpoint mm-hmm. clog up the middle, but every now and then he could pop out and slide and get underneath and force somebody on a bad shot with an angle.
Right.
You know, he would be my fourth big that I would probably look at for me.
Okay, I feel you. Keyshawn Johnson, Freddie coming together on Keyshawn, Jay Will, and Max. We want to continue to hear from you at 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. Who is the team really to beat in the West if you don't believe it's the Denver Nuggets? And also, Key has something interesting to say about Nikola Jokic and what he wants to see from him being captain crucial when he has not seen it enough. Weigh in at 888-729-3776. Plus, it's Kyrie's team now in Dallas. Uh-oh. Plus, the truth about Zion Williamson and his injury problems with the Pelicans. Keep it on here. Keyshawn, Jay Will, and Max on ESPN Radio and ESPN2.
Have you ridden an electric e-bike yet? You need to check out Lectric e-bikes today. The number one selling e-bike in America. Two things stand out that bikers love about Lectric. Number one, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number two, Lectric wants to empower riders to spend more time exploring outside on their bikes, so they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range or up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus, Lectric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome, so you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting electricebikes.com. That's L-E-C-T-R-I-C ebikes.com.
We all know breakfast is an important part of your day, but sometimes when you're traveling for business, you end up staying at a hotel that doesn't offer any. You know what happens? You grab a cup of coffee and skip the meal entirely. We've all been there. But if you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you can enjoy their free Bright Side breakfast featuring delicious baked goods, fruit, eggs, yogurt, and waffles. And really, who doesn't want to start their day with a fresh hot waffle? Tonight, La Quinta, tomorrow you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
The Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max Podcast.
It is Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max. Keyshawn Johnson over there. Freddie Coleman over here on ESPN Radio, as well as the ESPN app. SiriusXM Channel 80, ESPN2, and ESPNU. And before we get to it's Kyrie Irving team in Dallas, whether they like it or not, plus what's up with Zion Williamson, and believe me, there was a lot of shade being thrown at him by somebody who shall remain nameless. Allen Sharpton Yates, we'll get to that in a couple of seconds. But people want to weigh in about Nikola Jokic and the Denver Nuggets. Seems that the deck is getting more and more clear about them being the best team in the West, with injuries happening, other issues happening to other teams. But Nikola Jokic, can he get it done in the playoffs? We want to see it. Freddie in Chicago at 888-729-3776. Big Fred, what you got to say?
Top of the morning, gentlemen. Hey, by the way, I see that J. Will and Max are off getting their couples massage again today. I hope they enjoy that.
Wow.
And
that was a real zinger.
That was aggressive. Yes, but continue.
Well, I don't know. And by the way, Hot Sauce Freddy, since you don't like hot sauce, uh-huh, I think we got to challenge Key to come up with another condiment nickname for you.
We'll work on that.
The reason I'm calling, you know, we're talking about the bigs, right? And who is the best big? Who's the best big on the best team? MVP. Can we talk for a minute about Denver with their big versus, you know, my team, my Sixers, with big, you know, our big Joel, and, of course, the Bucks? Love to know, match up the best team to win the championship with the best big. Let's talk about that for a minute.
Okay.
Love you guys.
Yeah, appreciate the call, by the way. I still think Giannis is the best player right now, Key, in the NBA, because I've seen him do it on a big stage. I've seen Joel Embiid do it to a point, and then things have gone haywire. Nikola Jokic, I understand why a lot of people look at Denver with side eye and wonder if that can happen, because we have not seen him produce. Like, you want to see somebody that has that kind of MVP game that he has, but has not shown it so far in the playoffs.
Yeah, when I look at Embiid, you say it kind of goes haywire. I go back to the Toronto series, obviously. The doink, 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 or it falls in. That wasn't
That wasn't his, on Embiid. I hear
that
you.
Wasn't on Embiid. Yeah. That was just the work of the man upstairs put Kawhi in a situation that worked out. In terms of Giannis, Giannis has done it. You know, he's also showed that grit when he had the hyperextension on the knee, and he was able to come back and still dominate. I think the first game, or maybe it was the second game that he came back, he gave him 50.
Oh yeah,
he on gave a hyperextension.
Oh yeah.
And so when you look at that, he won me over on that, because prior to that, I was like, man, come on, please. He couldn't hit free throws. Mm-hmm. It was a weird thing that was going on with him. In terms of Jokic. I like him.
But you don't like him because you haven't seen it. And that's fair.
You know, if somebody, it's almost like going shopping for me in the department store. I ask for one thing and you really don't have it. You have something very similar, but it's not quite what I'm looking for. I could use it. I could wear it. It looks good on me, but not quite what I want it to look like. So I go, you know what, man? I'll put it to the side. Hold on. Let me go check on a couple other department stores, and I got it. And then I go to the other spot, but I never come back to you because I just was like, nah, I'm good. That's how I am on Jokic.
Okay, Marcel in Denver, what you got to say, brother? 888-729-3776.
Good morning, guys.
Good morning.
Long time listener, first time caller.
Appreciate you.
I know what Denver need and know what the Joker them need. We just don't have enough guys, dog, as we call it. No killer, the Joker. The Joker just, you know, kind of think those guys sometimes is soft and sterilized as cotton, you know? I mean, including the coach.
Okay.
So it's all about that. But Jokic is absolutely the best big guy in the game because what he does in the game. So, you know, makes everybody around him so efficient, and he's so efficient. He don't care about shots, but just don't have enough killer in him to me.
Okay, Key, what do you
know that? I don't know that he's the best big man in the game, because how can you be the best at anything and you don't play both ends of a floor? Right.
Well, no one plays defense in the NBA now. They've legislated that out of the league.
Well, I mean, but you still, from a shot trajectory standpoint, or getting in the way, or making altering somebody's shot, mm-hmm. you can play. I'm not saying you have to be all defensive player of the year type stuff.
I get it.
But you have to do something, right? I mean, like you have to be able to do something. And I think a lot of what we see and what we look at mm-hmm. in him is all scoring. Where Joel Embiid is, you know, a little defense helps as well as Giannis.
He guards
a little
the rim.
Defense helps, you know. I just don't see that in the Joker. And yes, he does a lot of stuff to help his teammates out. He's a established passer. Obviously, his size, he can get the boards just standing underneath because he's long. Mm-hmm. He's already big, and his extension
right.
takes him to 9 feet tall. So I get all of that. I just, when you say the best in the game, and you only play one end of the floor, it's hard for me. Maybe basketball NBA guys think differently. I just think, for me, looking on the outside, looking in and saying to myself, I can't say he's the best at it when you don't play both ends. You don't even need to play at 100%. Give me 10%. Damn.
Keyshawn Johnson, Freddie Coleman together on Keyshawn, J. Will and Max on ESPN Radio and ESPN2. Baz in Florida. I hope I got that right. Baz, what do you got to say about maybe
hey,
the best team in the West?
Right. Nice to hear you guys. Key, what's going on, guys?
What's going on?
For the Nuggets, I think Jokic is entering his prime. So watch out. He's clicking on all cylinders. You know, what he lacks on defense, he makes up in assists. He makes up in the tempo of the game. Very tough team. If healthy, they should do good. But my team really are the Clippers. They are stacked 1 to 12. Figure out some minutes for Covington, for Highland, in the mix with Westbrook now. They got a nice rotation going. Clips are the team in the West, I think.
Okay. Key, you're the Lakers fan. Go ahead.
No, I was going to say, in terms of what he just said, Bass just said about Jokic and what he makes up for, what he does on offense makes up for it on defense. As Bill Parcells told me in football, don't trade one for one. Doesn't help us. Doesn't help me. If you giving up 28 and you scoring 29, doesn't help me. Doesn't help me. I need your 29, but I need the other guy
to get
15.
Mm-hmm. To get 10.
You know, I don't need to trade one for one.
With Jokic, and I thought, I'm going to go back to what Marcel said about being that dog in the playoffs or being that dog player. They need Jokic to be along the lines of Patrick Mahomes. He was not worried about an ankle injury. He said, I'm going out there for my boys. I don't care what happens, I'm going out there. He had that dog in him, and look what happened to the Kansas City Chiefs. We've seen that with Steph being that dog with the Golden State Warriors. We've seen that with Giannis being that dog with the Milwaukee Bucks. At times, Jimmy Butler with the Miami Heat single-handedly got to the NBA Finals before they lost to the Lakers in the bubble. If Jokic can discover that dog in him and have that radio key to everybody else, then Denver might have something when it's all said and done.
Yeah, absolutely.
Either way, we shall see. Is Lamar Jackson worth the risk? And if he is, which team needs him the most? That comes up here in Keyshawn, J. Will and Max.
Hi, it's Mike Greenberg letting you know ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sportsbook of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me, plus many more. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today. New users get a bet reset up to $1,000 in bonus bets if your first bet doesn't win. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
For the ones who get it done, Grainger offers high-quality supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as access to product specialists who have the knowledge and experience to answer your toughest questions. Plus, their commitment to being your safety partner can help you keep your facility safe and your people safer. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
The Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max Podcast.
So is Lamar Jackson worth the risk? He's Keyshawn Johnson. I'm Freddie Coleman. Together on Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, presented by Progressive Insurance. Thanks for joining us on ESPN Radio, the ESPN app, SiriusXM Channel 80, ESPN2, and ESPNU. Personally, I believe he's worth the risk, Key. But the Baltimore Ravens have told everybody who is somebody, we want him, but we don't want him at the price that he wants, even though he's done so much for this franchise on and off the football field. We know that he wants the kind of guaranteed money that the Cleveland Browns foolishly gave Deshaun Watson last year. So I don't blame him as far as that goes, thinking, look what I've done. That guy brought her that baggage, and they gave him that kind of money. But the Baltimore Ravens let it be known, if he is going to get that kind of money, Key, somebody else has to do the dirty work for them if they're going to match any kind of potential salary that could be there from somebody else.
Why do you say the Cleveland Browns foolishly gave Deshaun Watson that type of money? Why do you think it's foolish?
I'll give you two ways. On one side, if you're the owners of the National Football League, the minute that contract happened, they all said, what? Because that's the last thing they wanted anybody, any player, not just Deshaun Watson, but any player, getting that kind of guaranteed money. That's one. On the other side, here's why I think it was foolish for the Cleveland Browns, because that's asking a lot, placing that kind of money at the feet of a Deshaun Watson, because you're a desperate franchise hoping that by taking that kind of risk, you put it out there that Deshaun Watson is a guy that we believe in. That's why I think it's foolish from both of those standpoints.
Well, I think the reason I ask you that is because you're worth what somebody gives you. That's what you're worth. Your value is what somebody believe in. And the Cleveland Browns believed in Deshaun despite his issues off the field. They believed, like you said, starving for a quarterback, that he was the guy that could take them to the promised land, much like Aaron Rodgers and the New York Jets. If the Jets land him and $58 million, they're going to give him, or $100 million over the next 2+ years that they're going to give him, and or what Daniel Jones got, that's the value and what people feel. Lamar Jackson's situation is such that you got to look at it from Baltimore Ravens' standpoint, which team needs him. Baltimore Ravens need him.
Amen. The most, like, more than anybody else. You're exactly
more than anybody
else. I'm with you on that one.
The Ravens have seen their team with him, and they've seen their team without him. Yes, Huntley is a good little 2-3 game backup type guy, hold the fork down just to a point. There's a lot of things that you look at him, you go, oh, that's interesting. It ain't Lamar damn Jackson. And I think Baltimore knows that, they see that, they understand that. At the same time, when you look at what the Ravens did this offseason, moving on from Greg Roman's run-heavy offense to now going and poaching Todd Monken from Georgia, who has a history or knowledge of a sophisticated, so to speak, passing game where Greg Roman did not, says to me that the Baltimore Ravens are trying to put Lamar in a better situation on the field, and hopefully they will address bringing in maybe one or two skill position players. Because when you look at the skill position players, we all sit back and go, they need some receivers, they need some receivers. It's not the receivers, it was the system.
Okay.
The system didn't allow the receivers to showcase their real true skills, because when you're running your quarterback on – quarterback counters and quarterback sweeps.
Quarterback power,
You can't – come on, man. The dude is bound to get hurt when you are running that style of offense with a guy who has displayed not only in college but also in the pros. You go back and you look at his MVP year, or you look at any other years, he could put the football in the air. Now you talk about the money standpoint, Freddie. He deserves whatever amount of money he is seeking.
Okay.
However that is. You know, I was sitting around and I was thinking last night or yesterday at some point, as I was doing many NFL shows, obviously, for ESPN.
You were everywhere.
I was sitting around and I was thinking, okay, how could I equate his demands to the NBA?
Okay.
When you look at the NBA and you look at the NBA contracts, you look at the collective bargaining agreement with the NBA, you look at the collective bargaining agreement with the NFL. You got to follow me here. The NBA, they give a guy 4 years, $160 million guaranteed, or $200 million guaranteed, right? That's what they give you.
Mm-hmm.
Because the owners don't want to go out long anymore. Remember the owners in the NBA used to go out long on the guaranteed money?
8 years would be that kind
not,
of.
Not anymore. Zilch. Yeah, done,
it's
right?
Done, yeah.
Everything is 4 years 190, yeah. 4 years, 220, 4 years, whatever those numbers are. It's a four. Maybe every now and then you get a fifth year by somebody.
Mm-hmm.
The NFL owners don't want to guarantee money out long.
Amen.
So what the players have got to understand is those 4 years on those 5 and those 6 year deals or those 2 year deals, that's where your guaranteed money is. Don't look at Daniel Jones. What was it? 4 years? What was it?
Four years, 160 million.
Don't look at that. Don't do that. Look at the 2 years. The first 2 years, $82 million of guaranteed money.
Mm-hmm.
That's $41 million a year. That's guaranteed money. So if they said, slice that off, remove the other 2 years, you got the 2 year. All we're gonna do is give you a 2 year deal, and we're gonna do it as a $82 million deal, 41 a year. We're only giving you two. We're not giving you four. That's 2 years of guaranteed money. So if the Baltimore Ravens and Lamar's representatives, which is himself and his family and his attorneys or whoever is helping him, look at trying to get the most money in the first 4 years of a 7 year pack, that's where the money's at. The money, they're never going to give you 7 years of fully guaranteed money because they're never going out that long.
Right.
Aaron Rodgers got 3 years, $150 million of guaranteed money.
Mm-hmm.
If my math serves me right, that's about an average of $50 million a year. 3 years, not 7 years of guaranteed money. Just like the NBA. That's all it is. The NFL, or the players sometimes in the NFL, depending on who they're having conversations with, that individual has to be able to explain to their clients, and this is where Lamar's is missing something because of the agent.
Right.
They got to be able to explain to them in a way that they understand, this is the money that you're getting. When you look at Derek Carr's situation, it's a 2 year, $60 million deal. It's not a 5 or 6 year, 100. It's 2 years for $60 million, $30 million a year. And if you get to the third year, and you're good enough, we'll give you another 3 years of guaranteed money. That's the NFL.
Lamar Jackson is finding that out in the worst way for him because what he wants, he's probably not going to get it, and not just in the Baltimore Ravens or anybody else out there. That to me is where I can't wait to see exactly how he's going to have to switch that gear because he's going to have to do that because the NFL has definitely told him that's how it's going to be.
These owners, Freddie, they don't want to go out long.
They don't, yeah.
They'll go out short.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's interesting because at the beginning of all the season and everything happened, Mort and Adam said it was $133 million yep. of guaranteed money in the offer. And then Lamar told Diana Rossini, according to Diana Rossini, in the month of September, at his locker it was closer to $180 of guaranteed money, $160 to $180. And I'm sitting there saying, okay, so now – that gap has closed. 180 is closer to 230
right.
than 133 is.
Right.
So if you can get to them in the 200s
right.
over those first 4 years, you know, you may want to sniff at that. You know what I'm saying?
See if it smells good.
You may want to, and I understand you want a little bit more. If he was a free agent, other teams would sign him. If he was a free agent.
Right.
Other teams would sign him and he would get his 230. The fact that he's not a free agent and Baltimore knew, based on the post, that these other teams were not going to want to be willing to give up two first-round picks and sign him and hold up their salary cap space. And I'll explain that in a second to you, Freddie, what okay. I mean by holding up their salary cap space, why they entertain this particular offer that they may be giving him. I'll explain it to you.
Yeah, he's going to explain that. And also, who also put it out there about trading Lamar Jackson straight up for Justin Fields of the Chicago Bears? All that coming up next. He's Keyshawn Johnson. I'm Freddie Coleman. It's Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, and this is ESPN Radio.
We all know breakfast is an important part of your day, but sometimes when you're traveling for business, you end up staying at a hotel that doesn't offer any. You know what happens? You grab a cup of coffee and skip the meal entirely. We've all been there. But if you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you can enjoy their free Bright Side breakfast featuring delicious baked goods, fruit, eggs, yogurt, and waffles. And really, who doesn't want to start their day with a fresh hot waffle? Tonight, La Quinta, tomorrow you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Hi, it's Mike Greenberg letting you know ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sportsbook of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me, plus many more. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today. New users get a bet reset up to $1,000 in bonus bets if your first bet doesn't win. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
The Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max Podcast. Key, J, and Max.
For Lamar and his camp, the best thing for them to do is try to figure out how to get a deal done, man. Get close enough to that guaranteed money, put some incentives in there that's makeable, likely to be earned, and then we can go from there.
More from Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max. Weekday mornings at 6 Eastern on ESPN Radio and on ESPN2.
He is Keyshawn Johnson. I'm Freddie Coleman. Thanks for joining us on Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max on ESPN Radio. Before we get to who put it out there about trading Justin Fields for Lamar straight up, Key, I want you to continue the explanation you talked about with Lamar Jackson, that even if somebody tries to bring him to a contract and the Ravens don't match, how it goes beyond just a salary cap situation involving the Baltimore Ravens.
Well, it affects the team that entertains Lamar Jackson on an offer sheet, because it can hold up and handicap them from a salary cap standpoint because it eats up the number. Let's just use a number that's wild out there, whatever, $32 million. Okay. Let's just use that number. And they want to sign a particular team, the Atlanta Falcons. They want to sign Billy and Cheetos. They can't do it because they don't have the salary cap space, because they entertain Lamar's offer sheet and they're negotiating essentially for the Ravens, because the Ravens could potentially match it. And if they match it, I'm eating up all of the salary cap space for a short period of time while these Cheetos and Derek are sitting out there twirling in the wind. I lose those two guys that I wanted to sign because I can't sign them because I don't have the room to sign them because I'm waiting on Lamar. Okay. So you got a lot of that sort of stuff that's going on with these teams that's trying to make these decisions. And I know you had several teams say, I don't want to do it. It's early. Right. This is the first week of March. Mm-hmm. Between the first week of March and the last week of April, and all in between, the NFL draft and trades and free agency and movement and all that sort of stuff is going on. Teams don't want to tie up that cap space if they know for a fact that they're probably not going to get Lamar. What makes it challenging for Lamar is he's the guy who has to talk to the teams, the general managers, the owners. Mm-hmm. If he had an agent in place, they're doing all of that, right? Boop, 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 boop. They know how to get a hold of him. I mean, get a hold of the agent. Yeah. They know all. Lamar, he might be out chilling. Phone ringing in. It's just different. Okay. That's all I'm saying. A little different.
I like that in terms of sometimes having that representation going out there and beating the bushes for you can get the deal that you're looking for, whether you get it from the Baltimore Ravens or you're going to get that from somebody else. But he's representing himself. He's got people around him. We'll see exactly if that ploy is going to work for Lamar Jackson. But whatever his future is going to be, they put it out there in Chicago. Two of our favorites, Mark Silverman and Tom Waddle from Waddle and Sylvie, ESPN 1000 Chicago. They had the question. They got their Justin Fields. Lamar Jackson's out there maybe not wanting to be a Raven anymore. Would they trade Justin Fields for Lamar Jackson straight up?
So would you do that? That's where. So you say no.
I'm concerned. Each of the last three seasons, he hasn't finished the season. Like, he's taken a lot of abuse. He's been a very productive player. He's been an electric player.
Isn't that the same with Justin, though?
Could be.
No. Hasn't that been the same with Justin the last 2 years?
Hasn't been able to finish a season.
Yes.
Yes.
So we have two quarterbacks who haven't been able to finish the season.
Correct. But one is probably making $5 million. The other is going to make $50 million, guaranteed for X number of years. There's no flexibility in a contract for me. Others may feel different about it. You are locked in at that point with a player. I get it. He's 26, but he's also been in the league for 5 years. And he has a ton of miles on him compared maybe to others because of the style he plays. And I forget who said it first, but it resonated with me. You know, your legs as a player are going to give out before an arm.
I'm not buying the whole thing about all that tread on the tire when it comes to Lamar Jackson because of the way he plays. you're never, ever going to sell me key on that one in terms of, well, he's running too much and running around and everything like that. Everybody, you're going to have some tread on your tire, even if you're throwing the ball all the time. It's just a difference of how you maintain your body, how you maintain everything like that. There's no, I'm trading that straight up if I'm Baltimore for Justin Fields. But to me, it was unfair that they said, well, these two guys, because of the way they play, you can just switch them out, and it's going to make things better for either side. I wasn't buying that at all from both of those guys.
So from a narrative standpoint, you mean to tell me you're not buying into he gets hurt and all that? You're not buying into that? That's
no.
Good. Me
no,
either.
Yeah, no, yeah, because the two times that Lamar Jackson got injured was in the pocket, not running away from people.
Not has zero to do with him in the style of play in which Greg Roman was utilizing him. Nothing to do with that, right?
Right.
So I get it. And then when you look at the last this last season and the five or so games that he missed, I don't know what that was. I really don't. I don't know if Lamar was disappointed that he started the season with them and he got injured and he didn't get his money. So at the end of the day, he didn't like all the jockeying and positioning that the Baltimore Ravens seemed like from a public standpoint that they were trying to put themselves in. So maybe, I'm just saying, I don't know.
Right.
Then maybe he said, you know what? All right, y'all want to act like that? I'm still hurt. Just saying. I don't know. I ain't saying he did it. I'm just, the light bulb popped in my head when the whole thing was going on during the season. In terms of switching out.
Okay.
No. I wouldn't switch out either.
No.
Because Justin Fields can't help the Baltimore Ravens. Got to reset the clock. Got to reset the clock. That's the only thing that they're going to do. And then they got to revisit him in a year anyway on a new contract. Mm-hmm. So that doesn't make any sense. And then it's in terms of Lamar Jackson to Chicago, what does Chicago – why would I want to be in Chicago and ain't got nothing?
Right. Not
and
a
why
soul.
Would I? And why would I want to trade for Lamar Jackson? I ain't got nothing.
Right.
If I'm Ryan Poe, why would I – yeah, I want him. But why would I pay a guy $50-plus million – 230-something guaranteed. I ain't got nothing around him.
And especially if you're Lamar
and
Jackson.
And we're young, and we're not ready for him yet.
Yeah, he may be 26 now. You play for that Chicago Bears team the way it is now, you'll be 86 trying to play behind those guys.
Yeah, so it doesn't make any sense. If everything was, if Chicago was Baltimore, I would take Lamar Jackson. I would take Lamar Jackson if Chicago was Baltimore, but it's not.
Yeah.
Chicago's not ready yet.
No, they may not be ready for another couple of years. And Justin Fields may be with another team in a couple of years if that
I'm
goes
Keyshawn
down that
Johnson.
Route.
I'm Keyshawn Johnson. That's Hot Sauce Freddy in for Max Kellerman.
There you go. He's Key. I'm Freddy here on Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max. And when it comes to quarterbacks, how long will the wait happen when it comes to Aaron Rodgers that may not have anything to do with the Jets and the Packers? That's next on ESPN Radio and ESPN2.
Thanks for listening to Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast. Check the guys out live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 Eastern on ESPN Radio.